And there we go. Now we're being recorded.
I hope.
So, this is Hannelore Gabriel, interviewer, on September 25th, 2003. I'm interviewing Gladys Bunker at her home on 1002 I Street in Salida. Mrs. Bunker, we already wrote down the names of your parents. Would you just speak it for us again? What are the names of your parents?
It's what?
The name of your father and the name of your mother.
Well, my father's name was Anderson, but I'm not sure where he was born in Canyon City, but that's where he was from.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was born in Tennessee.
And her name is?
Her name was Martin, Anna Ruth Martin.
Anna Ruth Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N, is that
T-I-N. M-A-R-T-I-N. Martin.
Okay. Do you remember when they were born?
Do I know what?
Do you remember when your father and your mother were born? No.
No, okay. I can't give you correct information on that.
So they're not born in Chaffee County?
Neither born, no. No,
yes.
Mother was born in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, I think, was born in Canyon City, but now I can't say that for sure because I don't know.
Okay. Would you like to describe your parents? What
Which
did
one?
They look like? Describe your parents, please. What did you look like? Your dad. What did he look like?
My what?
Your father.
You want to know what now?
What did he look like? Was he big?
Oh, no, he wasn't. He was a small man.
A small man.
Uh-huh.
And
He's always been slender.
Uh-huh.
He's never heavy.
Yes.
Let's see, do I have... I should have some pictures of him somewhere.
Well, we need to really speak it on the recorder. Did he have brown hair or blonde hair?
Well, I'd say he had brown hair.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of a guy was he? Was he lively or...
No, he's small, boned,
uh-huh.
thin, slender.
Yes.
As I remember him, of course, you know, I don't remember him back when he was a small boy.
Of course not. How old were you when he died?
Let's see, how old? He was in his 70s, but now I can't say just how much in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. And what was he doing?
What was he doing?
For a living?
Well, he just worked just odd jobs all his life. He didn't have a special job for
mm-hmm.
all his life, but
yeah.
he worked on a lot of different jobs, but now I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Was he working maybe as a ranch hand, or was he working in the
railroad?
Well,
he was a ranch man for a long time, but I really can't say just what he did do all his life. I don't know.
That's okay. And your mother?
Well, Mother was born in Tennessee, and, of course, she was just a family member, and so she worked just, you know, odd jobs here and there.
Do you know what those odd jobs may have been?
No, I don't.
Was she helping out other people, maybe?
Hmm?
Was she helping out other people?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really don't know just what all Mother did do.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
Yeah. Okay, you were born in 1913, you said, at the Salida Hospital. Is that correct?
Mother was born?
No, you, yourself.
Oh, yeah, I was born right down here in this hospital.
Do you remember anything from your early childhood?
I lived up here on a ranch just on the other side of the pass most of my life.
Yeah, how old were you when you moved to the ranch?
When I was on the ranch?
Or after you were born, would you then have been at the ranch?
Well, let's see. I was born 1913, and And I went to school in Moffitt. Do you know where Moffitt is?
Yes, I know where Moffitt is.
Moffitt, I went to school there, and then I graduated from Canyon City High School.
Mm-hmm.
My folks moved in Canyon City. We lived there for a while.
How old were you when you lived, when you moved to Canyon City?
I don't know.
Well, you said high school. Where exactly was the ranch located? You said just over the pass. So mm-hmm. if I were driving there, I would go to Poncho Springs and drive up Poncho Pass.
Drive up over the pass, and then we live just on down on the other side of Poncho Pass, up in the mountains there, what we call Alder.
Alder?
A-L-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your dad and your mom had a ranch there?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about the ranch.
And then many years we lived down on a ranch around Moffitt.
Mm-hmm.
And worked for the Meanses. Did you ever hear the Meanses' name?
No, but that's good to know.
Well, we worked for them. My father worked for them for years down there on the ranch just, well, I'd say south and east of Moffitt.
Yeah. So your dad and your mom never had their own ranch? He worked on other ranches?
Well, they owned a ranch just on the other side of Poncho Pass.
Yeah, your mom and your dad owned the ranch on the other side of Poncho Pass. Is mm-hmm. that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And did you have cattle then?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have cattle? Cows?
Oh, yeah, cattle.
How many?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
50?
Well, Meanses had a, they run a big bunch of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you say you had less cattle than.
Uh-huh.
Because
mm-hmm. we lived on the ranch there just, let's see, 6 miles, I'd say, west of Moffitt.
Mm-hmm.
Between Moffitt and Sawatch. We were there, and, well, was there for a long time, but then the ranch up here at Alder, I was just a kid there, and then I don't know just what time, when they did leave the ranch.
That's okay.
I was married during the time, and I had other things to think about, not when my folks was going to move.
Yeah. So when you were a kid at the ranch,
huh?
When you were a little girl at the ranch,
mm-hmm.
what were you doing?
What most kids do, ride horses.
Ride horses, and you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have your own horse?
Huh?
Did you have your own horse?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And when you were going places, were you going on horseback? How did you go to school, for example?
Well, when we were kids, we just take out and go hither and yonder by ourselves, but it wasn't no special place, really, because we live between Sawatch and Moffitt. Have you ever been over there?
Yes.
Well, so we didn't do nothing special for anyone but ourselves and
yeah.
the folks.
But when you went to school in Moffitt,
mm-hmm.
How did you get there? On horseback?
A school bus.
School bus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I graduated.
How long did that take? How long a bus ride was that?
Oh, it was only, we were only 6 miles
mm-hmm.
out of Moffitt.
Yeah.
It was between Moffitt and Sawatch.
Yes.
So.
So did you go to Salida for any purpose at that time, or did your family go
well,
to Salida?
Well, my folks did all their trading here in Salida, their grocery trading and, you know, just family.
Yeah. So they came to Salida for the groceries?
Mm-hmm.
And you say trading. Were they also selling something?
Were they what?
Selling something? I mean, anything that you produced on the ranch?
Well, no. No, we didn't sell any meat or anything over here. Of course, we had big hay crews and put up hay, lots of hay.
Mm-hmm.
For cattle, because we worked for the Meanses, and they were a big family. And I don't know, then they moved to Canyon City, and that's where I graduated from, in Canyon City High School.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So were there any fun people at the ranch? people you can remember besides your parents?
Were there young people?
No, I said fun people. Oh, one thing we might also include here, do you have brothers and sisters?
Just what?
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I had a brother and a sister.
What were their names?
Well, one was Selma and Harold.
Mm-hmm. Were they older or younger?
No, younger. Mm-hmm. I thought I was boss.
Good for you.
There wasn't too many years between us. We were pretty close together.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about your brother and your sister.
Huh?
Tell me a little bit about your brother and your sister.
Well, my brother was a rancher all his life. And
where was his ranch?
Huh?
Where was his ranch?
Well, he didn't have a ranch of his own. He worked for different people on mm-hmm. ranches.
Do you remember their names?
And around Swatch and Moffat.
Mm-hmm. And any names?
Round over Sargent's.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all. He was just on ranches here, there, and yonder, and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in service for a while. So, I can't tell you the years that he was in service, because I didn't keep track of that, and I just wouldn't know, but it would have been after he was, well, he'd have been 18, 19 years old at that time.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me a little more about the school in Moffat, where you went to school?
Yeah, he went to school in Moffat.
No, you.
I went to school in Moffat, and when we moved to Canyon City, that's where I graduated from mm-hmm. high school, was in Canyon City.
Yeah. And then at some point you came back to Salida again. Do you remember how old you were?
Well, I graduated when I was 18 years old from the Canyon City High School.
Mm-hmm. And then did you live in Canyon City for a while, or when did you come back to Salida?
Oh, gee.
How old were you?
Well, let's see, during that time, I must have married during that time, because I was 18 when I married, mm-hmm. and then I lived over in the valley on a ranch over there around Moffat.
After you got married, you went back to the San Luis Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And where was your husband from?
Mm-hmm.
Where was your husband from?
My husband's first name?
No. Where did he come from? Was he from the valley?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was from the valley, been there all his life, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The Bunkers, well, my name was, of course, Bunker at that time. And they all lived there in the valley for some time. I think they moved there from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
They were all from Missouri, I think. Now, that takes me back a long time, and I just can't be...
You're doing great.
Yeah.
So, what is your husband's name? What was your husband's name? Your husband's name.
Boyd Elmo, I think. Boyd Bunker. I think that was his first name, and his second name was Elmo, Boyd Elmo, I think. Now, I don't know. That takes me back a long ways.
mm-hmm. So, in the valley, when was he born? Your husband? You know when?
When was my...
What year was your husband born?
Oh, brother, I don't know.
Was he older than you?
Mm-hmm. A few years.
A few years. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we can figure that one
so
out.
So he must have been born before 1912, I'd say, but I don't know the year exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I see.
And you say he is from an old rancher family in mm-hmm. the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
They were all ranchers from the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Who came from Missouri?
Huh?
And they came from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you know how long they had been ranching there?
I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you no exact answers on something like that because I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
So you had cattle then
yeah.
again? Do you remember how many head?
Oh, no.
Was it a big operation?
Several hundred head, and then, you know, they'd sell them in the fall, and I wouldn't have no idea on something like that, because I was just a kid running around wild at that time.
A kid after you were married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was married when I was 18.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about the selling of the cattle in the fall.
The what?
You said you were selling the cattle in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Boy, I don't know. I can't give you exact answers on those things because I never kept track of them. So, but I know when we lived on the ranch, my father worked for the Meanses. Did you ever hear of the Meanses?
Yeah, you were telling me about them.
They were quite a prominent family at one time around, and they had big ranches around Moffat and Sawatch and over, well, the Sargent's over across the hill from here, and then they had the ranches there around Moffat. So they were a big ranching outfit.
Mm-hmm. And did you know any of them?
Did I know what?
Any of the Meanses?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew them then. I was just a kid, and of course, we were kids together, a lot of them with the family.
Mm-hmm.
But there was Ernest Means was one of them, and oh, gee, what were some of the other ranchers' names? I can't tell you now. That's been a long time ago.
Yes.
But I didn't keep track of anything like that because it didn't make any difference to us.
Right.
So
what did you like most?
What?
When you led this ranching life, what did you like about it?
Oh, I loved the ranch and horseback riding.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, I rode horses a lot of times. Most of the time, we were horseback. Yeah. We always, each of us had our own horses, and we'd just get out and go ride horses. So let's see, we weren't on any tours or anything like that because we were up in the mountains living at that time. We lived in the mountains, so we just take our own tour up around the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right over here on the other side of Poncha Pass.
Yeah.
But that's all I can tell you about that. Mostly, well, while we were at Moffat, of course, there wasn't any mountains to climb there. We were out there on the flatland and just mostly put up hay for cattle. Means it's run a lot of cattle, thousands of head of cattle. So my father was always working with cattle, you know, branding and dehorning and things like that. And that's about all I can tell you about that. I don't know too much about it.
Okay. Was there something that you remember as being really hard about that life?
No.
Any difficulties? Or was it just fun?
It was just, because at that time, I was in high school and I was interested in high school, and I didn't care what my father was doing at that time with cattle. So I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got out and rode a lot with them, like when we were branding. Boy, we helped sometimes with the cattle and with the calves. Of course, we didn't do anything with the grown stock. It was mostly with the calves. We always branded and earmarked them and so forth.
So you did the branding and the earmarking. This was your job?
Well, it wasn't my job, but it was my father's job. And
so you said you were helping. So what specifically did you do then?
What specific years?
No. You said you were helping your dad with the branding and the earmarking. So what was it that you were doing?
Staying out of the way. That was mostly it. Because Gee, we were just kids and we couldn't handle those calves. And maybe sometimes my father would rope one, but we couldn't handle them and tie them down so they could brand them or anything like that. Us kids, we were told to stay out of the way. So that's about all I can tell you about that. Because I was only about 14, 15 years old at that time. And I know sometimes it helped hold the calves down while they earmarked them and castrated them, things like that. So that's about all I can tell you of that deal. Because that was a men's job. We were too small to get out there and handle those big calves and hold them while they done the earmarking or castrating or something like that, or branding. Mm-hmm. So we were too young.
So how often did you go to Salida?
How often did I what?
Go to Salida.
Oh, well, I really don't know, because that's where we had to go to buy our groceries. Well, we went to Moffat and Soach, too, to buy groceries. So I just don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Would it be once a month or once a year?
Well, it would be once a month, because Moffat was only 6 miles from where we lived, and Soach was 12 miles, so it's much easier to go there and come clear over the pass to get a few groceries.
Mm-hmm. So did you come only for special things in Salida that were not available
in
Moffat?
Well, clothing and things like that we did, mm-hmm.
Do you remember the stores where you shopped?
Oh, let me think. What were some of the stores here in Salida? You know, young kids don't pay any attention to stuff like that. So I can't tell you what the actual stores' names were at that time. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything fun in Salida?
Well, we come to the little rodeos over here in Salida. And we got to go swimming here in Salida every once in a while. Of course, there was another swimming pool, Mineral Hot Springs. You've heard of Mineral Hot Springs over in the valley, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to go down there swimming quite a lot. But we didn't come swimming over here too much, because there was a lot bigger pool down there in Mineral Hot Springs and Valley View. You've mm-hmm. heard of Valley View?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we used to get to go swimming. But I don't think we ever did come over here swimming,
mm-hmm.
because we only lived, well, let's see. Well, I can't remember just how far we lived from a swimming pool, but the folks didn't take us swimming like they do now, because we used to have little lakes out around in the pastures and all. As kids, we used to do our swimming out in there.
That sounds like
around.
Fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You must have had a fun life.
Yeah,
horse riding and jumping in the pools.
Yeah, we sure did. We enjoyed things. We did a lot of horseback riding. My gosh, we were on horses sometimes 12 hours a day between times.
So did you have anything that interested you as a kid? Did you collect butterflies or snakes or...
No.
Rocks or whatever?
No.
You just sat on your horse.
We stayed on the horses, and that's what we did. We rode horses. Well, during the fall, we'd help brand calves.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes got to help do that. We'd run back and forth with the branding irons my father to brand the calves. But he usually handled those hot branding irons. We didn't do much with that. So I can't say we done anything special then.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the regular farmer's life or rancher's life, and that was it.
Were you growing anything on those ranches?
Oh, yeah. My folks always had a garden.
Yeah.
And, of course, we put up of hay.
Yeah, you mentioned the hay. Do you remember what you were growing in the garden?
Oh, just a usual garden, like people grow nowadays. There's no difference in that.
Mm-hmm. So did you have, let's see, potatoes, tomatoes?
Potatoes, no tomatoes.
No tomatoes?
Potatoes and lettuce and onions and radishes, just stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that come up in a short time, and that's what the families use for their meals.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, of course, then we had...
And did you do, in your family, your dad or your brothers, were they hunting?
No. Mm-mm. No, we attended the rodeos, of course. Ranchers always attend the rodeos. So we'd come over here to the Salida Rodeo or go down to Mala Vista where they had the big rodeo down there. You've been down there to their rodeos, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Haven't you?
I guess I need
to
go. Because
Mali's a pretty good-sized town, and they had big rodeos down there, real nice big rodeos down there. And we'd come over here at Salida to the rodeo. They had the rodeos over here, and they were quite the rodeos at that time.
Did this happen a lot, the rodeos in Salida?
Well, the riding club or cattlemen's club would put the rodeos on.
How many of these would they have in a year?
How many rodeos?
Was it every week or month?
Once a year.
Once a year.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 4th of July, generally,
mm-hmm.
was the big rodeo then.
Tell me more about the 4th of July.
Oh, that was just like it is nowadays. Just the ordinary rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Bronco riding and horseback riding and races and stuff like that. Just like they have now. There's no difference, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. What else did you do in Salida during the 4th of July?
Well, I can't remember because we were just kids and we come over here to the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that was really something to get to come to the rodeo. And then we'd go to Monta Vista where they had the big rodeo down there every year. You've probably heard of them, the 4th of July rodeos in Monta Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd get to go down there once a year, maybe. But then they had the little rodeos around Moffat and Sawatch and different places like that. But that's about all I can tell you about them.
Well, that's a lot.
Good.
So, and at one point you came back to Salida to live.
Yeah, that was, of course, in a lot later years when my folks moved over here.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause
why did your folks move to Salida?
When?
Why?
Oh, well, let's see, Mother was in the hospital. No, we didn't move there just because she's in the hospital. Well, then it was different getting jobs, and my father would get jobs with somebody from over here that was doing something outside of Salida. But now what it was, I don't know. I don't remember. Because I was just a kid. Kids didn't pay any attention to what their dads were doing at that time.
Mm-hmm. So, how old were you then when they moved to Salida?
Well, when we moved to Salida, oh goodness, I must have been about 16 years old, something like that, 16, 17, somewhere in there. Because we lived in Canyon City for a while, and I went to school down there for several years. That's where I graduated from, was Canyon City.
Mm-hmm.
And
so was it difficult to come from the ranch and live in the city?
Yeah, then my father would get jobs in, you know, little odd jobs around town, or maybe
do you remember
to town
what
and you'd still get jobs on the ranches.
Mm-hmm. And in town, what jobs did he do?
Yeah, in town sometimes you'd have a job in town. Or
doing what?
I don't know just what my father did do on the ranches around in town.
But he helped on ranches?
so far as I remember, but not a whole
lot. It was always, he was always doing ranch work.
Oh, yeah, it was always ranch work. Mm-hmm.
Even in Salida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Canyon City was the same way. Well, of course, over down there wasn't ranches. It was mostly working in the fruit. It was working on the ranches, but it was, you know, just jobs working with...
Crops.
Huh?
Crops.
It was crops, right. Mm-hmm. Because there wasn't much ranching done around Canyon, as I can remember. But, you know, we didn't pay much attention to that. The folks had that. And my father had jobs around Canyon and the same way around Salida doing different odd jobs, just like people do now. So just what they were, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been a lot of changes made in that length of time.
Yeah. So you got married at 18, mm-hmm. and you went back to the San Luis Valley.
And we had a ranch over in the San Luis Valley. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had a, well, it was a, we lived up there on the mountains up on what's called Rito Alto Creek. We had a 640 acres up there.
What was this location?
Rito Alto, R-I-T-O-A-L-T-O, mm-hmm. high country.
Mm-hmm.
Rio Alto. We lived up there for a few years. And that's when we bought the ranch down there in the valley. We had a ranch up there on Rio Alto Creek at one time. We lived up there for several years. But you just kind of worked, and my father worked on what he could go and do on other ranches, and we lived up there on the Rio Alto Creek. We'd help some of the ranchers put up hay and things like that during the fall. And that was it.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved to Salida?
Let's see. We lived on that ranch over there. No, when I moved to Salida, my husband died.
How old were you when he died?
I think I was in my... I must have been in my early 30s
mm-hmm.
when he died. Yeah, I must have been in my early 30s, but that's been a long time ago. And you don't keep track of things like that at that time. Maybe some people did, but we didn't. It was just everyday happenings.
Mm-hmm. So, did you have children then before?
Yeah, I had children when we were on the ranch.
Right. How many? How many children did
Two.
You...
Two.
Mm-hmm. And why did you move to Salida? Was it,
well,
was it too hard for you?
Well, my husband died uh-huh. at that time, and then... Well, then I was in Canyon City because I was in nurses training down there for quite some time. But I didn't complete the full 3 years of nurse's training. I was down there, and I worked in the hospital down there. But that was after my husband died.
Mm-hmm. And so after your husband died, you went to Canyon City. And did you come then to Salida after Canyon City?
Yeah, then come back. Let's see. What did I do then? Canyon City after my husband died. Gee, that's been too many years ago, because I know I was on the ranch for a while by myself after my husband died. And of course, I couldn't run that ranch by myself. So.
How many head of cattle did you have then?
Huh?
How many head of cattle did you have?
We never run a big head of cattle. Oh, you know, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't even say because I don't know. Because us kids didn't pay any attention
to
that.
No, I mean, when you were married, before your husband died, and you said you couldn't handle it yourself.
No, we didn't have too many cattle at that time when I was married. because we were just ordinary ranchers at that time. So I couldn't say. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
So you came to Salida after your nurse's training in Canyon City, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then did you apply this in Salida?
Well,
were you working in the hospital in Salida, or what did you do?
Well, I lived down there in the valley when my husband died. I was on the ranch at that time, but I couldn't handle that 160-acre ranch by myself. I couldn't do that. So,
did you sell the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
sell the ranch?
Mm-hmm. I sold the ranch. And then did I move? Because my kids were in school at that time, and I think they were graduating at that time. I think my husband died before either one of them graduated. Then I got a job. What was I doing? Oh, I'd help my sister-in-law's cook for the hay men during the summertime because they had around 24, 26 hay men to cook for and they needed help. So I helped a lot during that time with the cooking after my husband died.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What were you cooking? What did they like to eat?
Oh, roast beef and just ordinary rancher meals. Roast beef and baked potatoes and, you know, just an ordinary menu like that. We always had hot rolls, baked hot rolls and made pies.
What kind of pies?
We always served pies, huh?
What kind of pies?
Oh, that was during the, depended on the season, during the summertime, well, you could get cherries and apples and things like that and make cherry pie or apple pie. And
were these trees growing in the valley?
Huh?
Were these trees growing in the valley?
Uh-uh.
No, from outside.
All that fruit come from Canyon City.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't raise much fruit in the valley.
Mm.
Potatoes.
I didn't think so.
No,
yeah.
It's mostly potatoes is
right.
Raised in the valley. So... Boy, those days has gone by. Been so many years since then, I can't remember just exactly what I did do.
You're remembering a lot.
No, I just can't remember everything that happened. Because right after, before I was married, I was in nurse's training for quite a long time. I wanted to be a nurse. But I didn't stay long enough to make a graduate nurse. But I did... stay in nurse's training for several years. Am I supposed to talk in that?
You're fine. I'm just moving it a little closer. So then in Salida, did you work as a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
When you moved to Salida, did you work as a nurse?
No, I was down here in this school right down here, and I work in school.
What is the school called?
Cooking meals.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we were serving meals.
What is the school called?
What was what?
The name of the school.
Oh, see. What is the name of that school? Oh, you should know that. Longfellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, it was Longfellow School. I worked there for quite some time. I was feeding around 500 kids because we started hot lunches there, and I was head cook. So, yeah, we were serving, I got that 555 children,
mm-hmm.
what we were serving hot lunches to at one time. And then I got tired of doing that, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to do that no more. So I quit, and I don't.
How many years did you work as a cook?
It was several years. It wasn't a long time either, but I wouldn't even say how many years. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the principal at the time?
The police department?
No, the principal.
Oh, the principal. Oh, goodness sakes. No, I can't give you his name.
It was a man.
What was his name? Gosh, I haven't thought of that for so many years. But I worked there in the school for quite some time when he was the head of the school. And you'd probably recognize that name if I... Did you go to school here?
No.
Oh, you didn't. I can't think of his name. That's been too many years.
Do you remember any of the teachers?
Huh?
Do you remember any of the teachers?
Any of the teachers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me think. What were some of the teachers' names? No, I can't even tell you. Because that's been a long time ago. After you get out and get out of other things, you just don't remember those names.
Were the teachers men or women?
Well, they were both. Yeah, there were several men were teachers, and some of those women I still see run around with once in a while on these picnics that we go on that I worked with, and they were working with the school, too.
Oh, good. What are their names?
Oh, what were their names? If I could think of them, you might recognize some of their names. Well, right now, I can't tell you any of their names.
But you see them sometimes.
Yeah, they go on our picnics with us once in a while. Let me see, what was this last girl's name? I can't tell you. No, sir, I just cannot tell you. Because you don't pay any attention to the names. You know them, what they used to be, and you let it go at that. But I can't tell you their names.
Was there anybody special that you remember?
Well, I should, because I knew some of them very special. We were close friends. But
what did you do together as friends?
Huh?
What did you do together as friends?
Oh, what did we do? We went on picnics sometimes together. But I see some of them yet that we run around on these picnics go together. But that's been a long time ago, too. But I can't think of their names. I was with one here not long ago this summer. But I can't tell you her name.
That's okay.
No, sir, I just can't tell you the name. I don't think I've got it written down anywhere. I don't know where I'd have it. I just can't tell you their names. You think you write things down so you'll remember them?
Mrs. Bunker is looking for something now.
No, sir, I can't tell you. I've got some of that stuff written down, but where it is, I don't know. I just don't know.
That's okay.
Down, but I don't know where it is. But I sure can't tell you.
Did your children also go to Longfellow School?
Did I what?
Did your children?
When I was in.
No, your children. You have two children.
Mm-hmm.
I think we didn't include their names. Would you like to give me the names of your children?
Oh, yeah. One's Toy Jean Bunker and Ovid Leroy Bunker with their names.
Oh, I think we need spelling on those.
Yeah, I just had the two.
How do you spell their names?
Well, Leroy is Leroy. Ovid Leroy. O-V-I-D.
Ovid, okay. Ovid Leroy, okay. And the other?
It is Toy Jean Bunker.
Toy Jean?
T-O-Y. Toy Jean, J-E-A-N.
Okay. And did they go to school at Longfellow as well?
Uh-uh.
No? Where did they go
no.
to school?
No, they went to high school here. And, well, they both graduated from Canyon City.
Mm.
In that
mm-hmm.
time, I had moved to Canyon. And they went to school down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back to see. Well, then when they went to the Moffat School over in the valley, they didn't go to Sawatch, went to the Moffat School. And I think they both graduated from Salida School. I'm pretty sure they both graduated from the Salida School.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been quite a long time ago, too. That's taken me back a lot of years. I should have some of their old things on their graduation and school activities, but I don't know where they are.
So, at the point where now, probably falls during the years of the Second World War, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did that impact your life in any way?
No, not especially. Because neither one of them wanted to go to college, and they both married just right out of high school. So they both liked ranching, so that's what they kept on doing was ranching. And then, of course, well, my daughter married the guy she was going with. My son didn't marry the girls he ran around with. And so there was none of that connected with their lives too much. So I can't give you actual information on some of that stuff. You just have to keep track of it.
Oh, we're doing fine here. So tell me about your life in Salida then, when you lived here. So you worked at the school, and mm-hmm. then after a while...
I worked right down here at Longfellow School.
Mm-hmm. And after a while you quit, that job didn't satisfy you?
Well, no, I wanted to get out from it.
Yeah, too much work.
But I worked there for several years.
Uh-huh. And after that, what did you do?
Well, I must have remarried and moved back to the valley and lived over in the valley, but I don't remember for sure. I couldn't say for sure. Because you just do those things, and then things change, and you do something else. And
mm-hmm.
But
how old were you when you remarried?
Huh?
How old were you when you remarried?
When I first married, I was...
No, when you remarried.
Oh, when I...
You said you remarried?
No, I didn't remarry.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood
mm-hmm.
you.
No, I never remarried. I kept
you were
in the bunker.
Yeah, you were married only once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And after you quit the job at Longfellow, what did you do then?
Let me see. At Longfellow, I was down here. Well, I lived out there at Ponch, and I drove back and forth. That's when I was working in the lunchroom. I organized the lunchroom. They never had...
In Concha?
No, in here in Salida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, O'Hara. And so we were feeding around... Let's see, we got up to one time... 555 kids, I think, we were serving. But now, don't repeat that for me, because I don't remember for sure. But I know we were feeding a lot of kids.
And after you quit your job at the school, then what were you doing?
Well, I can't say what I was doing at that time. I just... Well, school ended in May, or maybe in June. June the 5th, I think, was our last day of school. So I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just from one thing to something else, and the kids were able to work, and they had their own jobs. So that was it. This takes you back too many years. You didn't think about keeping track of all that stuff. At least I didn't. Some people have, I guess, but I sure didn't.
Do you remember the Depression years?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
but anything? They weren't too bad. They never affected us too badly.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think we were at the ranch at that time, and we had our own food, of course, our own... vegetables, garden, and we had our own meat, and so we didn't have to have a lot of money to buy food for.
What was it that you needed to buy that you couldn't supply from the ranch in terms of food?
Oh, would you be flour and sugar and stuff like that, because mm-hmm. I had a good big garden. We had all kinds of vegetables, and I'd done lots of canning. And then during the summer, we bought fruits and stuff from over around around Peonia and those places, and lots of fruit. I canned lots of fruit. I imagine I canned at least 500 jars of fruit a year. Done lots of canning, and I canned lots out of the garden of vegetables. So, and then when peaches and pears and apricots and all that come in, and I canned lots of that, 2 or 3 bushel maybe. So that made a lot of cans. So buying food never affected me a whole lot, because mm-hmm. I had the garden and I'd done lots of canning, and enough canning to put me clear through the winter.
So the Depression, you hardly knew that the Depression
it
was going on.
It didn't bother, because
right.
We were on ranches, we had yeah. plenty of food, and
mm-hmm.
we didn't have to have special clothing to wear for something, so it didn't affect us on the ranch. Uh-uh. No, the ranching didn't bother us at that time, or the Depression.
So when you bought clothing or flour or whatever you had to buy, money came from the sale of cattle in the fall?
Did it? Money did what?
I mean, when you were buying these extra supplies that you needed, when you were buying clothes or when you were buying flour, the money for that you got from the sale of cattle or... Was it?
Well, at that time, my husband worked, and he had wages coming
in. Oh, okay.
In. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that time, he had enough wages, money to buy mm-hmm. all that kind of food, flour and sugar. And generally, we had our own meat. We butchered our own cattle. So our grocery bill wasn't too high at that time. Mm-hmm. Nothing like grocery bill is now. So... I've had a pretty good life. I can't complain about my life at that time. We wanted to go somewhere where we'd get out and go in the car, or else we'd ride a horseback.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what I did.
So you had a car. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we always had a car.
You always had a car.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we sure
did.
Your
family had a car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we all had cars to get around in.
So, did you sometimes just go for a ride because you felt like it?
No, we didn't do too much just getting out and driving, really. Because we just had the car to go to town in and buy groceries and things like that. Oh, might take a little trip going someplace for the day, but it didn't amount to too much. We used to go to the rodeos at Monta Vista. You've heard of the rodeos mm-hmm. at Monta Vista. Now, we usually tried to get down there. My nephews were bronc riders, and they took a big active part in the rodeo down there, so we'd like to go see them, what they could do. And then we used to come to the rodeos over here at Salida and saw them. But we had things to entertain us all the time on the ranch. We didn't have to wonder what we're going to do today.
So what was the entertainment at the ranch?
Oh, we didn't have no special entertainment because we were busy. When you cook for about 24 hay men, you don't have a lot of extra time. You don't need a lot of entertainment then. So. Of course, we'd get out and go horseback riding. A lot of times we'd get out and go on the horses someplace. But that was about the extent of our entertainment. So I haven't led too bad a life. I've enjoyed my life and what I could do. Then, see, I was in nurses training for 3 years. And that's before I ever married. And I was well entertained at that time. I was busy then. So I can't stress anything else I know about the ranch life.
So is there anything else you would like to talk about?
I don't know of anything else, really. No, I know when I organized the lunches down here at Longfellow, that was quite a job because, well, I had worked Canyon City lunches down there, and so I kind of knew how to go ahead and get started serving the kids' lunches. But it was kind of a job to get started. The people working there had never worked for any number of people, you know, in lunches or anything like that. So everything always went okay. We didn't have no problems. I think the most students I ever cooked for was over 300. No, 500. 505 is what I cooked for down here sometimes at Longfellow. But then there were five of us, I think, in the lunchroom. And sometimes I needed help to fix the vegetables or whatever we was having for lunch that day. We were preparing the vegetables or something like that. That's when you needed help. But otherwise, we were managed to do it. But those years is going by pretty fast and you didn't pay much attention to them. Everything went okay. Because I'd always help cook for hay men, which was about 24 hay men. So that took a lot of cooking, too. I was with my sisters-in-law, and That's how I first learned how to cook.
How many of you were there cooking for the Haman? You said the sisters-in-law. How many?
Yeah, there's two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, and of course her husband was had charge of the haymen in the hayfield. And so he done his own butchering. He butchered the cattle when we needed extra meat. So, and then we just bought groceries at the store. My sister-in-law knew just how much to buy, potatoes and old canned goods and things like that. She done all the baking, mostly. It was quite a job baking pies for 24 haymen.
I can imagine.
Yeah, that was quite a job. But everything went well. She knew what she was doing. And
so how many pies a day did you bake?
Well, let's see. She'd make 5 or 6 pies, because she always cut them in 6 pieces. So time, the help and extra help, why, it took about 30, 36 pieces of pie. So that way we knew just how many pies we had to bake, or cakes, big cakes, you know. So it wasn't bad. I'd hate to try to do it again. I say, that's too much for me now.
You've done your share.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've done my share cooking. Yep, I wouldn't want to start that all over again, brother. That was something. Of course, my mother had always had a lot of haymen, so I used to have to help get in there and peel potatoes and set the table and, oh, do little odd jobs like that. So I knew what hay was or what cooking was, because mother took care of that. But I wouldn't want to go through it again. Do they still have lunches down here at the Longfellow, or do you know?
Oh, I imagine so. Yeah, every
I
school
don't know
has lunches.
They, mm-hmm. Do they serve lunches at high school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know exactly what to do, because I have nothing to do with it anymore,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't keep track of that.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
I don't know what it would be. All I know is ranching.
And you know a lot of about that.
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, then I would like to thank you very much.
Well, there wasn't
on behalf of Historic Salida and the Salida Library.
Yeah, there's not too much I can give you good information on that, because you didn't keep track of it.
Oh, you were great. You gave me, there's a lot of information on that tape.
Oh, I don't know about
yes.
that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you're sure welcome.